Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. It is the 3rd of April, 2021, the second day after my favorite day, which is April Fool's, April 1st. That is the funnest day to do things. Because my life is full of April Fool's, and it makes it so it's easy for me to just do my normal thing, and nobody gets mad.
It's the day created for your jovial and fun-loving personality.
As it turns out, Fred's wife did not appreciate that he put moving to Alaska, must sell house now, in front of their place yesterday on the first. Didn't go well.
How did you know, Cal? I had three offers for $500.
Why is there a garage sale out in our front yard?
Exactly. Why is all my wife's stuff being sold?
Moving to Alaska now.
Well, my wife did a joke. She did an April Fool's joke on me. She said she's remodeling the kitchen. And I said, wow, that's a great April Fool's joke. And she looked at me and goes, that ain't no April Fool's joke.
Yeah, still going.
What's April Fool's?
Hey, you know what? Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-529-7234. This is a wonderful, fun, exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show. But you know what? We just like to have fun. And remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice unless you're around the table with your family or in-laws and they say that they say, and how they say this, you can just use us. You can use Radio Law Talk then, but do not use us for anything else other than that, because this is fun.
And I would also say that Fred's description of the show as being the most wonderful, exciting, and sometimes informative does not create a warranty, express or implied.
That's exactly right.
That you will benefit anyway from that.
I have talked on a couple of different stages, if you want to call that, virtually, and people have always, oh, you have a Radio Law Talk. Even virtually, I can tell the look on their eyes and the feelings is boring.
Right, I think it's funereal. We all just sit around with long faces and talk about the law. It just doesn't work that way.
They imagine that our discussion starts with, we're in the party of the first part, exactly. So the party of the second part.
And I think USC Section 42, verse line 72 of the complaint states, it's like, no, we have fun, exciting things to talk about. We're talking about lawsuits over Satan today. Satan?
Yes.
And it's kind of interesting, given it's the beautiful April weekend, Easter weekend, and that we're talking about Satan. But we're going to talk about Satan. A mask lawsuits ruling in Wisconsin. We're going to discuss the law about that. And a case being dismissed concerning masks. We're going to talk about that.
Interesting procedural issue there.
Yes. Miss Maxwell's latest. We're going to talk about University of Utah settles a lawsuit. That's an interesting one. An Ohio Christian College professor is suing. And we're going to tell you why. It's a very interesting lawsuit. What's going on there? And then we got to get into Hollywood. Real Housewife star is having some issues going on that we're going to discuss. And this is not issues. It has to be legal issues. She's got legal issues, and we're going to discuss those.
Why would anyone put a target on their own back? That's how I'll preface that one. You'll find out when you hear the story.
Yes, it's going to be interesting.
Attention.
But here's an interesting thing. Sometimes we love to talk about anecdotal stuff, and then Cal's always ready to throw out our anecdotal stuff. But Cal and I had a meeting, I believe it was, what day was it? Was it Thursday?
Thursday.
Thursday.
That is anecdotal.
And this is very anecdotal. And You know, in life, due to COVID, and I think we have a decent platform here. We're getting close to 100 stations that are following us.
And we thank all of them.
We love them all. And by the way, KBRA 95.9 FM, Freer, Texas, local, one of our newest affiliates. Welcome. Here's the situation. You just have to help people out sometimes, Cal. You just have to be nice. There are people struggling during COVID-19.
Way too many.
Especially businesses. Yes. And ma and pa businesses, Cal.
Yes, I totally agree.
And you know who's hurting out there more than anyone is the restaurants.
Yes.
And we had the opportunity, ourselves and some of our staff, to have a meeting. And we went to this wonderful Mexican restaurant that has been around for a while and is a wonderful Hispanic family that run this restaurant that are just struggling to stay open. And let me tell you, this is no exaggeration, top 10 best Mexican food I've ever
eaten. Oh, it's a delicious
it's
a,
their place. Shredded chicken. You weren't there, Todd. Their shredded chicken is, I don't know what they put in it, but you can decide, like, you have a chimichanga, you can have a burrito, you can have a taco, you can have whatever you want, and they'll throw what type of meat you want in there.
It's made from chicken to skateboard. That's shredded chicken.
Shredded, that's exactly right. Shredded chicken. And it's in a little tiny town. It's in a farm town.
That's the best kind.
I know, and I just, we you know, they don't have the money, and Cal and I ate, and Cal's pretty well known, by the way, in Northern California, and they looked to us and said, we're comping your meal because we know who you guys are. We appreciate you. And they basically said to Cal, we appreciate you because he has radio stations all over the
area. So let me get this straight. They're struggling.
Yes.
Everything is struggling, but they still comp you guys.
Yeah, which was really cool.
And we tried not to. We said, no. But they said, no, we're comping you. We're just
got our money out, and he walked away from the table.
Yeah.
True story.
And what a wonderful family.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do today. Today is a special day for this restaurant. Everyone listening, we have a huge following nationwide. It is a small mom-and-pop restaurant. We want you to call them and say, we heard you have a wonderful restaurant. I don't care if you're from Georgia, Mississippi, Oregon. People like this, we need to help.
Absolutely.
And if you are good people, you will call them and say, we just heard you have wonderful, wonderful food, and it is good. If we're ever in the area, we're going to stop by. And you know what? Leave a message for them. So here's the phone number. Get ready to write it down. It is Guadalajara Restaurant in a little town called
Red Bluff, California.
It's up near between the Oregon, not too far from the Oregon border. Again, Guadalajara Restaurant, 530-527-0523.
And if you drive up to Northern California, please
stop.
Please stop. You will not regret it.
They're right off the freeway, the I-5 freeway, going between San Francisco and Oregon. If you travel in between, going that way.
On Main Street and Red Bluff.
It is a wonderful family. Just shout them out, guys. I bet you if they get 100 phone calls saying we heard you're a great restaurant and we're gonna visit you if we're ever out in that area, that's just gonna make them cry.
And frankly, they deserve. I'm serious. They deserve it. This family is just they opened up this location and all of a sudden, bam! Here comes the COVID. You know, they try to have people eat outside. They try all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's hard.
And they're out there helping. They're helping the community again.
Yes.
Guadalajara Restaurant, Red Bluff, California, 530-527-0523. Leave a message if they're not open and just tell them that you appreciate them and you've heard them on the radio.
Yeah.
So that's we're going to shout this out every hour, and let's hope that everybody does the good deed and thank wonderful people and business people. The small, not that they're small, but they're small little mom and pop business.
Right. And if there's a restaurant like that where you live,
right,
please,
take care of them.
Please go there and have something to eat and look them in the eye and say thank you for what you do. Because, man, nobody works harder than people in the restaurant
business. That's exactly right. I mean, when we come back, we're going to do a case or no case, see if Cal can stump us. Again, 855 Law Radio. If you want to call us, 855 529 7234. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific Time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Else. I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take your car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Radio Rock Talk. That's true. Who told you that?
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
The best part about Radio Law Talk is everyone loves our case or no case. What this is this is the three panel members, I'm going to say, us co-hosts, are going to hear from our producer who's going to tell us about a case. He tries to stump us or it's a true case. And we have to decide if it is a case or isn't a case, you know, the situation. And if it is a case, what the outcome is. And we can get up to 2 points for that. And I'm already way jumping ahead because I got 9 points. He gave me an extra point because I was all alone last week because they decided to abandon me, my cute little, sweet little...
And the pressure, Denise, you can't imagine.
Oh, the pressure.
Come on, have an extra point, Cal. Come on.
So let's roll the answer. Come on, Cal.
That's the real story, huh?
No.
Roll it. Here we go.
Okay, we're ready to do this. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Guests along with us, remember, no wagering.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! All right. I don't miss a game for funerals normally, said a retired commercial painter. But since it was my dad, I figured I'd better go. Most of the time, I figure they can wait. They're dead, after all. He was talking about Valdosta, Georgia high school football, a perennial powerhouse in a small town. A local Boosters website says the Valdosta Wildcats have won 6 national championships, 24 state titles, 42 regional championships, much of their success before the end of the 20th century. In fact, the Wildcats won 4 state championships in the 1980s and 3 more in the 1990s. Well,
wow.
Now this overly successful coach has been fired. And the whole community is just in a great big tizzy, from the barbershop all the way down to the Piggly Wiggly. And you can imagine it would be.
Piggly Wiggly.
It's a Piggly Wiggly supermarket chain.
I know. Yes, I know, exactly what it is.
Okay, so what happens is this. One coach, an assistant coach, goes into the head coach and they're having a conversation. And he's talking about getting his kids recruited and how tough it was to get someone to take a look at his film. And the head coach said, well, you know, the bigger schools in our area are paying kids up to $100,000 to get them to come to their college and be in their program. Well, this assistant coach recorded the conversation. And then he went to the NCAA and others and gave them the information. And, oh, boy, the town is divided right down the middle. And the head coach said, now hold the phone here, brother. You didn't tell me you were recording that conversation. You can't do that. And I'm damaged. I had a good contract at this here high school making lots of money. So I ask you, case or no case, my friends, what say you? Todd, let's start with you.
Great. Yes, I can handle this. So now let me ask you a question here. What state was this in?
Georgia. I know what you're going to ask.
Yeah, that one's been on my mind. Georgia has been, I'll tell you. I took a midnight train there once. I got all these puns. I can take a week off, and it's really bad comedy for me. So, look, here's
for
all
us, too.
Well, no, take a week off. It was a good week the week I was gone. Yes.
I didn't have to talk over everybody. I was by myself.
Exactly. It would be pretty interesting if you did talk over yourself. That would be that.
Well, he only did it once. Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to say, all right? I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't know what the law is in Georgia about recording without the consent. Some states, like you, I learned recently, Utah and New Jersey are single party, which means you can record it. California is a two-party consent state, so if you're having a conversation with somebody, you can't surreptitiously record it unless the other person has agreed and consented to it. I don't know what Georgia is, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're a two-party consent state, because that makes this case interesting. And that also gives liability to the guy that recorded it, which means that he broke the law by recording it. And even though it might have led to the uncovering of something that was untoward, because he did that and because he illegally recorded it, he's liable for the damages he caused the coach. So I'm going to say this is a case, and the guy and the coach wins against the guy who recorded him.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Mr. Penny, we have 3 minutes left. So you've got plenty of time. Denise will, of course, take that 3 minutes. So
yes,
you
go ahead. She will. There's two issues here. Yes. The number one issue is Todd brought up, which is the issue of recording. Right. Is it a two-party state or one-party state? It depends. So that depending upon what that answer is we have to make our decision off that. But we're just going to have to assume that it's a two-party. Party, like Todd said. Here's the second thing that I caught on this case. Just because he said, you know, there's some colleges that are paying up to $100,000 to get a recruit to go to the college, That doesn't mean that he said that he's going to do that. He just mentioned that, right? Oh, some other high schools are doing that. I'm not saying that we're doing it. You know, he just said that. Unless you're not telling us 100% of the truth, Cal, which is not unusual.
Oh, now. Now,
at least on case or no case.
I would never try to deceive
you. At least on case or no case. So I'm going to say it is a case. I'm going to say that it is a two-party state. The coach wins because he shouldn't have been fired for two reasons. Number one, he should have been fired because they couldn't record him. And number two, he didn't say specifically that he was going to do that. He just happened to mention
that. You mean the assistant coach that did the recording?
Yes. Yeah. No, my point is just because they said, didn't the assistant coach, or I mean, just because the coach told the assistant coach, hey, other teams are getting $100,000 to make sure they're, that doesn't mean he's going to do it, right? Just because he said
that. He didn't say, I've done that.
That's exactly
right. That I know of. Yeah.
So for those two reasons, the coach wins.
Ms. Dirks, what say you? Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you. You know, I have a whole new perspective today.
Yes.
So I'm sitting here looking on the other side of Fred's face for the first time in a really long time.
That's the same as the other side, from what I recall.
Just as frightening. Kidding, it's a joke.
Where's that ching? You got to do ching. Oh, Denise, you're so lucky. Look at this. You're gonna get.
So let me just say this: these two guys are off base. This is kind of a blended thing that our producer has made up.
His name's Cal.
Cal, I know.
Oh, okay, just make a note. Yeah.
I couldn't get it out. Because what we know from the elections is Trump got recorded and it was unilateral, so that means one consent only. And this is not a case. No case.
That's smart, Denise.
Wow.
Well, yep. We're going to be back after this with Case or No Case, the answer, and we'll let Cal take it out. Oh, we love our sponsors. Listen to our sponsors.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up. You stay there. We'll be back.
Is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A+ BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. Healthwarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now.
Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. That's 800-734-1229.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another holiday weekend has arrived with yet another warning from public health experts. If you haven't been vaccinated, Dr. Ashish Jad from Brown University told ABC you shouldn't gather or travel for Easter.
If you need to travel and you've been vaccinated, I think that's pretty reasonable. But I would cut out unnecessary travel and I would hold off if you've not been vaccinated.
He also said,
this is probably the last holiday weekend where it's not going to be safe for unvaccinated people to mingle together.
The CDC said that vaccinated Americans can resume traveling domestically and internationally with a low risk of exposure to COVID-19 as long as they wear masks in public. Federal officials are still discouraging people from traveling even after vaccination. The updated guidance doesn't apply to unvaccinated people. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, that's down.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
You were with, I guess what we did with Case or No Case, you said there was no case, Denise. I said it was a case, and that the coach wins by being fired because of, he allegedly was recorded and allegedly said something about a $100,000 payment. And Todd, you and I agreed on that.
Yes,
so
we did.
So it's Todd and I, yes, it's a case. Coach wins. Denise said, this is all trickery.
I said, it's all a blended story because it's like part of that scandal,
yeah,
the admission scandal, and it's part of the NCAA that's going on right now.
Let me set your mind at ease. It is a true story. But, let me also set your mind at ease. The only people interested in filing a case are the NCAA, and they haven't done it yet. So far, no case.
Oh, Denise. 2 points.
So it's no case.
Yeah, it's just a scenario. I mean, this is a true scenario. And I thought the painter's quote was too delicious. When I read that, I said, I have to use that in something. Well, you know, I won't miss their game for a funeral, but it was my dad.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, it was a quote in like a Newsweek article or something.
Oh, my gosh. Hilarious.
So anyway, that, ladies and gentlemen, for this hour is Case or No Case.
And that is still nothing's happened yet on that one.
Right.
No case.
Well, next hour, another high school football case or no case. We're doing this because it's spring football season here in California, involving the emperor of our great state. That's coming up next hour.
Emperor. You can tell Cal really likes our governor.
He's going to start playing the Darth Vader march music in the background.
In my morning show, I have a theme for him. You'll like it.
But anyway. Tell us what you really think about the governor.
Oh, it's all fun.
It's this is what he should sound like.
He's
when you're
legally elected. It's all good.
Yes, that's exactly.
I respect the will of the people.
I wonder, Todd, turning to you, I wonder what happens if 3 months from now this case, I mean this actually they file a lawsuit. Do we get our points back?
Yeah, do we get retroactive points? Is this held in advance? You know, are we doing a, you know, by then we've gone through two or three cycles of case or no case, and immediately, let's say we start one, and everybody's at zero, and then
you're
that case,
whiner,
and then that case comes out. It would be the first time in Radio Law Talk history, we're all at zero because we just started a new one, this case comes out. And it turns out it was a case.
Yes.
Denise would be the first time in Radio Law Talk history that somebody would have negative points. Because the two that she gets get taken
not
away.
Not really.
No retroactive.
Oh, come on.
And by the way, Georgia is a one-party state.
Ooh, you can record.
One-party.
You have to be,
state.
Hey, those of you out there listening, be very careful when you talk to people. You got to figure out what state you're in. And by the way, if there are, say, someone's in Utah and you're in California, and that you have to go by the California because we're in California.
Yes.
So they have to do the two.
Wherever the recorder
state
is. Now, the other thing that I think.
Recordee. What about the recording?
Well, listen, the thing interesting about this was that this takes in college football, high school football, high school athletes, and, you know, all of these rather interesting little permutations that we hear about all the time.
Right.
Should athletes be paid? Well, should high schools be paid if they funnel athletes to the college?
Right.
Right.
And that's coming up at the Supreme Court.
Yes.
They're arguing it right now.
So,
as we speak.
This will be fun.
But speaking of, you know, sports and sports shoes, Nike. Wow, I heard about this thing, and I read it and studied it a little bit. What do you think about this crazy? Is this guy a rapper? Tell us the story. Lay it out, someone.
You know, I would just say, first of all, historically speaking, if you read the good book, if you do anything, the prince of darkness, the adversary of all mankind, is usually confined his most notorious and heinous activities to the possession of individuals, the haunting of houses, it appears now that he has expanded his influence into the all-encompassing shoe market. given a certain shoe manufacturer's inability to manufacture a high top that will cover his cloven hoof.
Yeah, that was my question. How do you size those?
So what has happened is there's this rapper.
Okay, he's a rapper.
Yes, not R-A-P-P-E-R.
Not W-R-A-P.
Yes, that's only at Christmas time.
Okay, got it.
And working for Macy's. Anyway, so this rapper has released, in connection with a company, a shoe line that is supposed to have indicia of the Dark Lord, including biblical verses that refer to said entity. The shoe is black with red trim.
Right.
It has a looks like a pentagram symbol for something that hangs off the shoelace. And look.
Luke 10:18.
Yes.
What is that?
It's some bad Bible verse.
Go ahead, Cal. Look up Luke 10:18.
But the kicker here is that the shoe purportedly has, probably not a lot, but a small amount of said rapper's blood somewhere in the shoe.
He said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
Yes, and they are, that's what Luke 18 is. Okay, so the thing about Little Ness is he has not been sued.
He's not.
And he's only selling 666 pairs of those shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So,
right?
So what he did was he used the shoe.
That's going to limit the damages.
The shoe is based upon the Nike Air Max 97 shoe model.
Right.
They got them in black, and then this company modified them with these modifications according to the Lil Nas X, this rapper's stuff. And they are marketing them. They sell for over $1,000 a pop.
They sold out like that.
They did.
Which is a frightening thing in and of itself.
Yes.
That is it, man.
And now Nike is coming in and saying, hold on a second here. You're selling these as your product, but it's got our logo on it. I looked at the lawsuit. The lawsuit specifies that the first advertisement for the shoe, it was marketed as a, quote, Nike Air Max 97. And it contains 60 cc's of this rapper's blood and all this kind of, each one does. I'm surprised the guy didn't pass out with all of that. But so Nike's coming in, hold on a second here. You are tarnishing our brand. And they include examples
along the lines of numerous groups thinking that Nike's the one marketing these things and now boycotting Nike, and Nike saying, we didn't sanction this at all.
Right, and the most important thing is that the Nike swoosh, one of the most recognizable trademarks of all times, is very noticeable on this shoe.
Yeah, it stands
out almost front and side.
A swoosh for which they paid $75 from a college kid, but a separate story.
Yeah, that is true. That's right.
And so this case is proceeding forward. Now, look, I see a couple of things here with this. I think Nike has a claim, personally. Right now, the judge has ordered all of the shoes to be taken off the market while it's pending, which is kind of a moot point because
there's only one left.
Yeah, there's only one left. They sold 665 of them.
Yeah.
And there's nothing There's nothing left. The shoe manufacturer of this new shoe is saying, oh, look, you know, it's catering to a sophisticated buyer. Nobody's going to be confused by this. Well, it's not the buyer that they're worried about confusing. It's the average consumer that doesn't buy this but thinks that Nike has made a deal with the devil.
But guess what? You tell me this. Let's talk realism here, or realistic.
Yeah.
How much are those shoes worth right now? One pair of those.
Probably
$5,000.
$5,000.
Yeah.
They paid one and they've already made money.
Those things are worth. And this rapper, and his argument is what? His lawyer argues what, Todd? He goes, we're not making any money off this. We're not out for the money. And Nike said, true, it sounds like you're not making a lot of money off it, but you're doing it for publicity, which is also a way to make money.
Yeah, you forced our hand to have to file a lawsuit to stop you. And now what's happening? Your show, this story is being talked about all over the media, including on Radio Law Talk. You're getting more publicity. And look, from Nike's standpoint, whether they win or lose the actual lawsuit, I think that their first objective has been met in filing the lawsuit because it sends notice to anybody, and the more publicity this gets, the better, but it sends notice to anybody that might see these shoes and be and not know, this is not a Nike thing. These shoes were not made by Nike. We're not in cahoots with this guy. We don't do anything. This is something he did with our shoe, and we oppose it.
Right.
Because if they don't make that objection, they're going to lose buyers.
How does this differ from somebody customizing a 57 Chevrolet in red and black and putting a big spider on the front and saying from Satan's Lair or something like that? Because obviously Chevrolet has their own brand.
Because they're not selling 666 of them over the internet and saying this is our vehicle.
And they're not producing them either.
A lot of these companies, by the way, a Cobra Shelby had to get specific. Ford had to agree to that. And there's other companies. Hennessy does a thing called Hennessy Chevrolet. Same thing. They need to get permission.
Yeah. The name of the product company, the one that's producing these shoes.
The base company, yeah.
It's really a cool name. It's Mischief Without Any Vowels. That's the name of it.
Well, we're going to be back after this, but again, there is a temporary restraining order. We're going to follow up with this as time goes, but interesting. I bet you those Nikes are worth lots of money.
What a great battlefield they're on.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll be back after this. We're going to talk about Wisconsin.
Now, Radio Law Talk News.
Yes.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh no, how did that happen?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So, two important mask updates. Now, here we go. We're going to have people back and forth. This is a very controversial thing because... some people are, I'm going to call them mask Nazis. I'm saying it now. I don't like mask Nazi people. I'm saying it. Fred Penny just said it. I'm not disagreeing with the mask issue, but people who think they can go out and throw, there's a case in California where a man, and I've seen this man, the size of this man, took some teenagers and physically, basically threw them out of the store because they didn't have a mask on in a supermarket. Now, why is this guy in charge? Where is your mask police badge? You know? And I could see him going up and talking to an individual or talking to the store clerk and saying, here's an issue. That's what you do. But to sit there and do stuff like this, and here is what's going on. And this is more about the second case we're going to talk about here. But let's jump to the second case first. Let's talk about the New York.
Sure.
I'm going to start with you this time, Denise. But let's talk about what happened in New York, and we all three agree about this, with this lawyer and this judge, who, by the way, had gotten COVID and was very sick from COVID, and there had apparently been a couple of judges that have passed away from COVID in New York.
Yeah,
and
this was in Brooklyn,
so
specifically.
Right. So what happened here, and this is where these mask fights come about.
Yeah, no, the attorney, he's older, and he tried to begin the trial with a mask on, and they were doing a voir dire, I believe, of a jury, and he finally says, I can't do it, I'm getting hot, I'm overheating, it's making me feel a little bit confused and nauseous, and I can't breathe. You know, can I have a continuance, judge? And the judge says, no, we've got 10 cases that are going out. These are our first 10 cases in a really long time. Your time is now.
Really quickly, I will say that I'm just going to say that back in November, I argued sentencing for a client. I had to have my mask on. And look, it was a heated point in sentencing and trying to keep this guy from going to prison for a long time. And I experienced every one of those things this attorney is talking about.
Agreed.
Because you're breathing heavy. You're doing this stuff. The air is not getting out. You're not getting fresh air in. You start to get lightheaded. You're losing your train of thought. Everything this attorney complained of, I experienced. I know exactly what he's talking about.
I agree. I had to testify a while back in a criminal matter, and I was up on the stand with the mask on, and I had a very difficult time. Not only did I feel like a little lightheaded, but more importantly, I couldn't hear the other people because of their masks.
Right.
They couldn't hear me. I was speaking in a microphone, even bending over, trying to get next to that microphone, and there was a lot of challenges with that kind of trial.
So we're going to pick up the trials have just restarted in New York. There were 10 trials that were supposed to go forward this week. This is one of them. They're in the middle of jury selection, and the attorney is having physical difficulty trying to do jury selection wearing the mask.
Right.
Okay, that's where we're
now,
at.
Right. Now, the judge gave him a couple options.
Okay.
The judge said, we can move to a smaller courtroom where you don't have to project your voice so far.
Which, in my experience, would have done absolutely nothing.
Right.
And he said, or you can call in another lawyer from your firm to come in. Well, of course, he prepared for the case.
Right.
That is absolutely ridiculous, that suggestion.
Unless he had a second person in the courtroom that was sitting second seat.
Even those second seat lawyers don't have the first seat lawyer is the one that knows most of everything.
That's true, but he
could argue the case.
Yes, but still, he didn't take up those options. But rather than granting us a continuance or allowing there to be some other method of communication in the courtroom without a mask, could be in another room, perhaps, especially during voir dire, the judge dismissed the case. And, you know, that could be absolute prejudice to the attorney's client.
Judge was absolutely wrong.
That
I'm telling you,
right.
I'm saying it, Radio Law. Absolutely, Judge, you were way off base.
Yeah.
Way off base. Because here's a guy, and let me quote this lawyer.
Well, he's irritated.
And
the
if
judge,
you look at the lawyer, and don't take a personal disrespect, but you look at the, he's an old guy. And he's literally, quote, Judge, I can't breathe. I'm becoming lightheaded. I need to sit down. And the judge is like, so what?
And both of them are 68, by the way. And I'd be really curious to know if the judge had to wear a mask, too.
Well, no, the judge probably did.
Well, I don't know that.
But guess what? The judges aren't sitting there talking the whole time. They're just listening, and they're not going back and forth as much as the lawyers are.
Now, at lunch, did he open that, lift up his mask when he ate his pizza?
This is a quote from the judge. Quote, the trial is going forward. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, can we just disband it till June? Why can't you push this out till August, September, push the case out? You know, if there's a big issue here. So this lawyer, Mr. Greenwald, was offered no choice. And what I understand, Your Honor, if you want to call in and talk to us about this, you sure can. But what we understand as radio hosts, we're not talking as lawyers of this, we're talking radio hosts, that was unreasonable.
I think it was unreasonable, too.
And I think it's getting it overturned.
Well, and I think that the lawyer could have said, look, I have a medical condition, and he didn't. He didn't make up anything. He was just honest.
Telling the truth.
He
right.
was telling the truth. And I just feel like that is good cause for the continuance.
One of the interesting things is that the lawyer said, hey, can't we put this out till June or September or something?
Right.
And the judge says, no, we're going forward. Now, look, if I'm going to give the judge any... if I'm going to defend the judge at all, I'm going to say we may be talking about semantics here. Because in a typical case, if a case has been assigned to a judge and you get a continuance and somebody asks for a continuance, it could very well be, let's continue it for a new day with still you as the judge and everything goes, we'll be back in this department. And this judge says, no, I'm not going to do that. And the only reason why I say that they may have been talking about two different things when it comes to continuance is the last thing that the judge said on in regard to this case, which is he said that even though he had dismissed the case, the plaintiff would still have legal recourse to continue her litigation.
Appeal.
Wow.
Well, okay, that sounds like a continuance. And I only say that because some counties are what's called a master calendar system,
yeah,
where you go to a certain department, all the cases go there, and each one gets assigned to a specific judge, as opposed to having a specific judge have the case from start to finish. If this county was like that, I understand what the judge saying is, all right, we're kicking this back to master calendar. I'm dismissing it. You can do recourse. You come back in a future date, pursue your litigation. You're probably going to get assigned to a new judge.
Yeah, but the statute of limitations could have run. I mean, he may have put this attorney, just arguing this, he could have put this attorney in a serious malpractice, you know, position.
Well, here's the big thing. You guys, you haven't brought up the most important thing.
Oh.
Did you know this attorney walked in with a full face shield? Did you know that?
Yes, that's
and
right.
They said, nope. You have to wear a mask, even with a face shield. And I know school teachers are wearing just face shields. And face shields, believe it or not, protect a lot. They're clear, yeah. And if your spittle is coming out, it's hitting that shield.
And you can see then. You can wipe it down.
Really, and yeah. He's got a little bit of air underneath.
Yeah.
And they told him, no, put a full mask on.
Wow.
And he came in with the full. So this. The first thing I was thinking before I studied this was, oh, this lawyer was just being kind of a jerk about it.
Yeah.
No, he tried. He was doing everything he can to follow the rules, but he just couldn't do that. And what is wrong with the face shield, Your Honor? Why can't he wear that face shield that's got the clear glass in front of him?
Yeah, they all rise. That's what they do in that courtroom.
Yeah,
they wear face shields.
Hmm. Yeah, it's
better look.
So, yeah.
There has to be more to this story. Maybe they have a history.
That's why the judge. Okay, 855 Law Radio, Your Honor. 855 Law Radio. You can call and tell us your side. I want to hear about this. But let's see, Lawrence Kniepel.
The judge made reference. So we know that the judge suffered the effects of COVID, contracted COVID, and was pretty sick.
Yes.
And then tried to claim that his personal experience with COVID had nothing to do with his ruling in this case. I'm sorry. To me, that just doesn't pass the smell test. I think that the judge's reaction was so overboard in the way he did this that I don't think you can't say that there's any basis in law. And if there's no basis in law for the decision, then I go back to this was an emotional decision. And how do you say that your experience with COVID didn't influence it? I think it did.
Well,
of
I do too.
It did. Well, he had some of his colleagues die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I guess we'll have to give him a little bit of that. But still, I could see this. Lawyer, I just see it because I've been there. Come
I
on,
think
Your
he's
going
to do a writ of mandate and have the court tell him you have to have this trial
because
it was from 2017.
Yeah,
let's hold on. We're going to go to a little break here. We're going to be back for hour two. And this is Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny.
Don't forget that Radio Law Talk is heard every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. And if your local affiliate drops the show for some reason now, you can hear every episode at RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.